Go to Matthew 6. Victoria, why don't you come up and share your dream and then encounter. Yes, it's a prayer encounter. It's a difference. Prayer encounter, moving in on purpose. It was really good, wasn't it?
I didn't even want to come back. I've had really awesome dreams that are really phenomenally prophetic. It's just like, get ready, y'all. It's just God's got us all lined up with everything. He's got the jewels. He's got the clothing. It's just, it's amazing what God's, the doors are just flying open for us, for those who are ready to step in. I shared last Tuesday, you know, when I had that encounter of going up into the tree of life that became the hallway. A lot of y'all were here. And so then on Friday, I went back up and I said, the Lord asked me, he said, do you want to go back there? And I said, oh, yeah. I never wanted to leave, you know. And so we went back up. I had went through the throne of grace, went into the garden, went into the lily and rested. And that's when he asked me, do you want to go up back into the tree of life and into the hallway where those rooms were? And so we went back into each one of the rooms. And then he said, I've got more rooms if you want to see them. And I said, yes, absolutely. So he took me into the room of creativity, where you walk in and you get his creativity to create whatever it is that to. So I spent some time in there because I love creativity. Then he took me into the room of the promises of God. And they're just, there's so many promises that God's got for us. We just have to go and just believe them and receive them. And so then he took me into the room of mantles. And he said, do you want to be mantled? And I said, yes. He said, what do you want to be mantled with? And I said, I don't know, God. You know what I need with my personality, my temperament. You mantle me with what you think I should be mantled with. So I had an encounter with that. I got mantled as Deborah. I had been told for years, everybody keeps saying you're a Deborah. So that was the mantle that I got. It was a very powerful encounter with that. Then he took me into the room of destinies. And there's so many destinies that haven't been fulfilled. And people have died and their destinies are still sitting there waiting to be fulfilled. And it was an amazing encounter, but yet it was kind of sad because so many Christians don't know who they are and their dreams die. Did I say the room of dreams? I don't have them written down. So then he took me into the room of dreams. And you can dream as much as you want, as powerful as you want. The dream that God's put in your heart is being stirred for that dream to come true. And if you don't have a huge dream, you need to dream some more and get a bigger dream. Because the dreams are magnificent. Let's see. I think that's it. I think it was five rooms. It was powerful.
Wasn't that good? Notice that you dream there. You pray there. You encounter there. You try to dream here, it gets very convoluted. Try to pray here. We start out here, but then we move to that position. When you move to that position, things open there. That's where you're supposed to dream. In fact, that's where I exercise faith. When I'll go through the process of entering, definitely Lily's grace every day, without a doubt, tree of life, love of the Father, then faith. Then faith for the faith project. Amen. And the Lord said that. He said that very clearly in John. He said, hitherto I no longer speak to you in mysteries, but I'll openly reveal the Father to you. And then you shall pray to the Father. Then, after I openly reveal him to you, after I reveal his love, after I bring you into where I am with him, because he doesn't want us praying as orphans with a dysfunctional orphan spirit. He wants us to pray as sons and daughters. And everyone's legitimately sons. You're born again. But we carry a lot of orphan tendencies. And those Orphan tendencies get healed and made whole by the love of the Father. When he makes those whole, then we can pray. In fact, that's when he'll give you big assignments. That's when he'll open these rooms up and give you, because you can stand there and not be moved. You can stand there and the enemy can't offset you. And it's a very powerful place. Sometimes God will spend 30 years positioning you for a moment in faith or a stand of faith. Abraham found his promises in his last year, his 25th year, but God positioned him for 25 years to get him to that last year. And he found it in 1 year. All those years positioned him. And I understand that now, how he found that, because you get positioned in a where you stagger no more at the promises of God. You can stand in an impossible place and not be moved until you see the realm of the impossible manifest into the earth. Glory to God forever. So he says that in Matthew 6, talks about prayer, enter in, shut the door, then pray to the Father. Talked about praying, kingdom come, worship. All that was supposed to be done in the presence of the Father. Not here. Move in, then even forgive. When you stand praying, forgive. You're supposed to forgive people in the presence of the Father. It's a lot easier to forgive when you're in the presence of the Father because you have the power to loose that trespass there. When you do it here, it's bound up in the heart. You got to get your heart in the presence of the Father. You'll have a whole lot easier time forgiving. But the thing I want to talk about here, I want to exhort a minute before we pray, verse 21, it says, where your treasure is, there is your heart also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, the whole body will be full of light. If thy eye be evil, the whole body will be full of darkness. That word evil is poneris. It's not evil like you think. More sin, it actually means toil, harassment, labor. If your eye is full of the system of the world, your body's going to be filled up with that. Your spiritual embodiment, your soul is going to be filled with harassment. It's going to be filled with toil. It's going to be filled with anxiety. It's going to be filled with disunion. And you're not going to be able to move in the union. But if your eye be single, we know single, what's it mean? It means alpha. It comes from two words, alpha. Alpha Christ and weave together like a basket. Poneris is evil. The eye, haplos. It said, if thine eye be single, comes from two words, and it actually means good, fulfilling its office. Now, the thing I want to tell you about today is protecting that eye. We're not talking about, so he's not talking about this natural eye here. He's talking about the eye of your heart, eye of your spirit. That eye has to be protected. That is how you move in the kingdom. You want to move in the kingdom, you must have this eye of the heart, the eye of your spirit, the eye of your faith. You must guard that, protect that, keep that, and the enemy is going to constantly try to offset your compass. He's going to try to offset that eye. He's going to try to move it into the Poneris system. He's going to try to move it in harassment, toil. He's going to try to move it in all kinds of things, people. Listen, you must differentiate who you minister to and who you have in a state of union with you. You can't just enter into union with everybody. You can't do that. You can minister to somebody the love of the Father, but you cannot just invite them up into your grill. Because if they are full of toxicity or if they're full of dysfunction, that'll get on you and it'll start affecting your eye. It'll start affecting your compass. It'll start affecting your navigational beacon in the spirit. And if you get that clouded over, you're not going to be seeing effectively. The way we move by that sight, that eye that gets sharpened by the word of God, sharpened by revelation, sharpened by light. And you have to learn. It's an acquired experience. You're not just going to have that. It's an acquired experience to stay in that place. God will constantly be teaching you this. Even when you get off, he'll get you back on. Amen. I mean, you can be in a full gospel place and be off, but now you're not off like, you know, center off. You're just off. You're off kelter. You're out of alignment. You're not zeroed in, you know, your frequency's off. See, in the move in the kingdom effectively, you have to have a very fine-tuned frequency. The higher you go, the more fine-tuned that frequency must be. It must be highly protected. It must highly be protected. And the enemy, but here's the good part. The higher you get, the clearer you see. The higher you get, the more glorious it is. But you got to keep it. We don't get the luxury of losing it. Because you lose it, if you ever get to the high altitudes and you drop down to low altitudes, woo, that's suffering right there. To me, that's the greatest suffering of all. Of just, I don't even have to be in a warfare. I just don't like being subjected to second heaven stuff. Second heaven stuff's always around. It just doesn't bother me when I'm in the high place, you know. It doesn't affect me because I don't let myself drop down. If I do, I get it handed to me pretty good. The enemy will hand me a good one, and I'm like, okay, I'm done. I go back up, you know. That's where your protection is. Amen? So we do that, but then we have to protect that eye all the time. The enemy, at one point in time, he's going to get it interwoven into his system. He's going to get interwoven with somebody or something. You're going to get interwoven in the wrong thing. It's just going to happen. Everybody happens to everybody. When we want to interweave into Christ, because your eye must be interwoven into the light, but we must detangle. We're going to have to detangle, say detangle. If your eye gets interwoven, you're going to have to get it detangled because it'll affect your ability to move in the kingdom. When you get detangled, when it's interwoven in the wrong thing, you have to bring it in to get it detangled. The best place to get your eye of your heart detangled is the lily's grave. That's where you get the soul put down. That's where the soul is going to be we call dethroning of the soul. You have to dethrone the entanglements. You're not going to get in the high places being all up entangled. It doesn't work like that. You might have an encounter or two, but you can't stay there if you're entangled in the world, if your eyes entangle the wrong thing. So we have to get it dethroned, right? And then God will interweave it again into Christ. It's the interwovenness. Now, let me share this part and then we'll pray today. So when we go into the throne of grace, I don't really myself start feeling anything really until I get up into the lily's grace and I start feeling it. Life, I start feeling it. Father's love, I definitely start feeling it. Praise God. You got to feel it. When we come into the throne of grace, that's the place you're going to start that major part of that surrender. You're taking off the old man's, getting ready to put on the new. Amen. We're taking it off. We're presenting the old man to the winnowing fork, presenting in the two-edged sword. I get the feeling like I'm taking off a big coat. Amen. And I want to get freed of that system. But what I'm looking for more than anything is get my eye interwoven into Christ. I've got to get my focus now interwoven into him. I start that at the throne of grace and the righteousness. We'll do that today. But I'm going to start the process of being interwoven. To do that, you're going to have a focal point. If you don't have a focal point, you're going to be in left field. Your soul, your mind is going to pull you out. And you're going to be given lip service while you're thinking about something else. Yesterday or today or tomorrow's. And so you have to get the eye of the heart through a position of focus. The eye of heart will cause the mind to bow. It doesn't start with the mind. It starts with the eye of the heart. Don't try to put your mind into this like, that's not going to work. The eye of the heart, you have to do that from here. You got to learn to think in the heart, believe in the heart, move in the heart. Amen. Meditate from the heart. Be aware. But that focus, you have to obtain that focus. If you don't obtain that focus, you're not going to move into these high places like this. It's a focused awareness that locks you into a single eye. And that's why you've got to protect that. And I'm telling you, the enemy will try to invade that because all he wants to do is just get that eye disjointed. That's why this is the love your Lord God with all your heart, soul, mind, body, and strength kind of thing, because you have to have it right. Amen? Getting that eye, and I start moving into the righteousness, I'm starting to move in the union. But when I'm moving the lily, I have the image of the lily there. I have a garden image, and when I see that lily, I lock in. I have to lock in. And when I'm not seeing it here with the eye of the heart, I see that lily, but it's emanating this grace constantly, and I move towards it by faith, and I move into it. But the whole time I'm speaking, The whole time I'm practicing the awareness and describing all, like the poetic awareness of what the lily is, I'm moving into it and I'm locking into it. I want the lock-in. If you don't get the lock-in, you won't get the treasure. If you get the lock-in, all of a sudden, you shift. Everything comes into the domain of the lily's grace. Everything that's not of rest begins to bow. Everything that's disjointed begins to get unionized. Amen? And what happens is your body, soul, mind, and spirit starts moving into the ultimate place of rest. You gotta have that. If you want to move in the kingdom, you gotta have the rest. While you're learning to do this, when you're doing this, you're practicing the awareness and we're describing the lily and we're seeing it because it's part of this. He actually starts talking about the lily here in this chapter. He starts talking about how to move out of the Poneris eye into the single eye. And he said, consider, meditate upon the lily. Look at it. That's a very real place in the garden. It's one of the greatest treasures God's given us. Outside the love of the Father, in my opinion, is the greatest treasure we've gotten. Of course, outside of salvation, all that, and the Lord Jesus. But he is the lily. You're abiding and dwelling in him in the perfect state of rest. It's the perfection of rest. Your body, soul, mind will get liberated. It gets liberated there. You get liberated from the Poneris eye. You get liberated from the Poneris system. You get liberated from harassment, toil, labor. This is how you live in freedom. Once you start tasting this realm, you don't want anything else. Because it sets you up to move to the love of the Father at that point. Then you can move up into the Father. Amen? And so, it's all about focus, though. You have to have the lock-in. You got to get the image locked into the heart. You're going to have that image locked in. Because that's what locks me. I see that image. I describe what I see. I'm constantly speaking. I don't allow myself to move out. If I do, I move back in. But until you get the lock in. How many of you know what I'm talking about when you get the lock in? Once you get the lock in, you're golden at that point. Because then everything's going to start bowing down to the dominion of that position. That position holds dominion over anything in the world system. So once you're in there, the enemy cannot invade a flower in the kingdom. All of his arsenal in the world system cannot even breach the power of the flower. The power of the flower. Glory to God. But when I'm in there and you're in the ultimate state of rest and you've just been freed, because it's so amazing because you can be, when you get good at this and your faith gets very primed, you can go in there with a bunch of stuff and just unload it. And all of a sudden you'll see the night and day difference. Because when you're unloading, it all gets dethroned and it all starts bowing. You start moving in that ultimate state of rest. All of a sudden you get liberated from the Poneris system. All of a sudden you're looking and it's like that. Cannot breach the power of the flower. It can't come through. Enemy can't even move through a flower in the kingdom. There's no power there. Isn't that incredible? It's amazing. And then what happens is you move into the state of the stillness that God's looking for, and the rest, you start understanding the quietness of heaven and the power of stillness and the power of rest and the power of ultimate grace. And then from there, you're in an ultimate state of grace. You can start moving more freely up into the higher levels of life and love. And then all of that that you get on the way up, you use for your faith assignment. He said, he goes, tell them to believe me for a faith assignment. Your intercessors, you're ready for a faith assignment. Listen, you need to learn about a faith assignment. Go up enjoying God, but you need a faith assignment to move mountain. Amen? He'll give you a faith assignment that all of your gain, everything you're gaining on the way up, the love, life, the rest, you're going to utilize that in your faith, in your stand of faith. You're going to find that you can have great faith. You'll find you'll be able to stand there and continue to stand and have the kind of faith God's looking for to move mountains. Amen? Because you'll get a faith assignment. It's going to be above you. Amen? That's something that's very powerful. The shift, generational shift, prayer assignment. Praise God to see a result from that. Amen? Too many people trying to exercise faith here, down here. It's very hard to do. I did that in round one of the ministry, but don't do that anymore. It's not effective. You get more effective exercising faith in the high places. Amen? getting armed with your faith, getting armed with the rest, armed with love, armed with life. Amen? So then you have the kind of faith that can stand there against hope. You can believe in hope. Stagger not at the promises of God. Why you're not staggering? Because you're not exercising faith in the world system. You're above the staggered position. Amen? You're above anxiety. You're above the Ponera system. You can keep going there every day and exercise the same kind of faith, the perfected faith, every day. Every day, every day. Staggering no more at the promise of God. Being strong in faith, giving glory to God that what He has promised, He will perform. That's why in the Tree of Life, the dream realm, all of those realms are up there in the high places, those rooms, the rooms of destiny, because that's where you exercise faith for all of that. Amen? Before, the prophetic would be able to let you see that, but you never could actually do anything with it. Now we know what to do with it. You got to get in the room, you got to receive it, and you got to start the process of faith. Amen? And stand there till you stagger no more. Here's something I'll say. The God of all grace, the God of all peace, filleth you with all joy and peace in believing. That you abound in hope. It's the God of all hope filleth you with all joy and peace in believing. That you may abound in hope to the dunamis power of the Holy Ghost. So listen, you got to get to the point where you're filled with all joy and peace in believing. In your faith assignment, you got to get where you're all joy and peace. You actually will get there. There'll be joy, peace, thankfulness every day, love. I mean, you'll be delivering the same thing every day. When you get there like that, you're getting ready to move mountains. Because you're not saying, oh, I gotta go and exercise faith today. And if you ever carried a promise trying to exercise faith under the Ponera system, you're burdened down with it. You're burdened with the promise. I'm bearing the burden of the heat of the day, you know, because the promise never leaves. You don't see it and hope gets deferred, see? So it starts working the wrong kind of thing. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. If you start getting sickened with that thing or heavy with that thing, you're in the wrong system. And see, that's not going to produce a promise. Because self-pity doesn't produce a promise. I'll say it again. Self-pity will never, heaviness, depression, it doesn't matter what you're going through, it won't produce the promise. Amen. You got to get your heart out of that sickened position. Get it in a whole position. That's part of the reason why you're going up, to make the heart whole. So then when it starts exercising faith, it's exercising faith from a whole position. Amen. Healed, full of grace, and it'll manifest in joy and peace. Not in heaviness and depression or discouragement. If our faith is full of discouragement all the time and all we're doing is being discouraged, that is not the breeding ground for a breakthrough. The breeding ground of breakthrough is all joy and peace. The breeding ground of breakthrough is love, joy, peace, rest. That's the breeding ground of breakthrough. You got to get the heart in that position. Well, I got it there yesterday. It's got to get there every day. That's why God's going to arm your faith. Listen to me. I'm telling you something very powerful here today. Listen, you got to get it positioned, learn to get daily. That's why He didn't start you with Mount Moving Faith. He starts you in your progression to get in there so you can start arming your faith, laying a foundation where you could exercise true faith and not be moved. Amen. We could stand there in the 7th month, 8th month. Can you do it for 3 months? I don't know how long. I've been at it 8 months now, but I'm as excited now as I was when I first started. He fueled me. I was so excited the first 3 months, about to jump out of my boots. And now I'm in 8.5 months. Normally, you'd be wearing down at this point because it's been so long. You haven't seen anything. You understand this? Now you'd be wearing down, and things started being wearing down. It's like, but I'm not. I'm full of all joy and peace and believing. Why? Because I'm being sustained from these levels. My faith is being sustained in these higher levels, so it keeps me in the state of all joy and peace. It keeps me in the state of rest. It keeps me in the state of love and thankfulness. So every day it's just delivering the same thing at the door, the same kind of faith, and that's the kind of stuff that's going to move the mountain. The higher mountain you want moved, the more training required. The greater mountain, the more training. God is all about the realm of the impossible. You're not just going to wake up with the realm of the impossible. That has to be achieved in faith. Amen? But you can do that. It's awesome. It's a privilege. It's a joy. Hallelujah. Phase one is all about relationship. Phase two is about faith and relationship. Did you hear that? Phase one, Lily's Grace, love, all about relationship, relationship, union, 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 union. Phase two is the union and faith, union and faith, relationship, union and faith. I'm telling you something powerful. I'm telling you something that can shift a generation. God can shift you into generational faith. And this is what the Lord was saying. Tell them to start believing me, ask me for a faith project. Ask me for a faith assignment, if you don't like the word project, faith assignment, a room of destiny. You know, there are destinies, mantles in there. Nobody's picking up. Maybe you could go pick up Solomon's mantle. But all of these have to be achieved by faith. When you look at who, men who inherited, they inherited by faith. Got to respect the realm of faith. Amen. You're not going to just come up with faith like that. It's not about enduring all the time. We're good at enduring. How many is good at enduring? Good soldiers. But we got to get more than endurance. We have to overcome. Amen. We want to overcome. Now, we've learned to overcome in relationship. Now, we've overcome the dysfunction of our own, and we've come into victory in these areas. But that's all positioning us for now victory in the world, to bring the victory of the kingdom into the world and shift and move things. Amen. At the end of the day, once we, wherever we land, whether Lily's Grace, we stay there, or Tree Alive, we'll shoot for the Father's love. It's hard to bring a whole company in the Father's love. So you'll get to the point where there's all joy and peace and belief. You got to get there. When you're moving stuff, it takes time to move great mountains. You have to stay with it. You have to stay with the kind of faith that can move things. And you have to have that endurance. But you're going to have something that will fuel that faith to keep you there. Amen. Until you see it. When you see the reward, woo. Mm. I'm on the threshold. I'm on a day-to-day basis. The greatest breakthrough of my life. I'm in the time of the suddenly. I'm in the atmosphere of the suddenly. Do I sound like I'm depressed? Do I sound like I'm discouraged? Do I sound like as woe is me? I'm not in the Panera system. I'm in the single eye. I'm in full joy and peace and believing. Now, if I stop doing it, I mean, my faith would sink down into the Panera system and I'd start carrying the heaviness of it. The woe is me, self-pity, why, how come, all of that. And you don't want that. I don't want that. That is not the breeding ground for faith. I found the breeding ground of faith. It's awesome.